If parenthood came with a GPS, it would most likely just say recalculating. Join Yolandi Becker and her guest experts Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Bump and Beyond, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, you are on Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. I hope, especially the moms, had a fantastic Mother's Day on Sunday. Last week when I had the show, I honestly hadn't realized that it was Mother's Day the coming Sunday. As my husband would say, they celebrate me every day. I guess I'm not such a big... First of all, I never go anywhere when I have a Mother's Day because selfishly, I don't like sharing my Mother's Day. But I even want to go as far as to say that it's only been recently that I've had Mother's Day with my own mother. But so I did celebrate and did see my mom and my dad and my brother. They came over for breakfast. And then I made a poiki, a lamb. That was kind of my Mother's Day. I wanted to sit and wait for my food to happen. So it was a wonderful Mother's Day for me. I would love to hear what you do for your Mother's Day. Do you like being alone? Do you like being with lots of other moms and just celebrating motherhood? Let me know a little bit. Or do you spend it with your own mom? Has your mom passed? That's also sad for me when those things happen. And when you, that's the days when you really, I mean, that being said, I'm very sure when something like that happens, you think of your mom all the time. But I think it's highlighted in times like that. So please do send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019 and share with me a little bit what do you like. And if you're not a mom, you obviously have a mom, but like a husband or partner, let me know what you do to celebrate the moms in your life. Do you celebrate? Is it a big deal for you? Not? I don't know. It's very nice for me to hear how people do it differently. I know some moms just want to do nothing. They want to be left alone. Other moms do like to be with lots of family and things like that. So it's also for me always nice to hear what different people do on these days. I feel like every day should be Mother's Day. And as you know, I like celebrating mothers. I like celebrating parenthood. And today specifically, we've got an interesting little topic here. Something that I do know a relative amount about, that I have to say, because of being a sleep expert as well. But I do have to say that I think I'm going to learn a lot today. So my guest today is Adele Johnson. She's the founder of Weighted Blankets South Africa. And that's what we're talking about, weighted blankets. And I'm very sure if you're a parent, even if you're not a parent, because weighted blankets, as you'll find out, can help with quite a lot of things. Then you might have heard about weighted blankets. And I'm very keen to learn a lot more on this. Hello, Adele. How are you?
Hi, Yolandi. Nice to meet you today.
I was wondering, Adele, are you a mom as well?
I am, yes. I'm a mom of a 12-year-old. So
okay. No, I was just wondering, before I ask you, why did you celebrate Mother's Day? Yes. Sort of just assume.
I'm one of those that wants to be left alone. That just wants peace on that day.
Yeah, a good friend of mine also said to me that she has three kids and her kids are quite small as well. And she was just like, yes. Her biggest gift is when her husband takes all three of them out for an hour.
Yes,
And I like that. In the end, I think it's different stroke for different folks. I had it 1 year. I also remember when my kids were small that I told my husband I also wanted to be left alone. And he did take them away. And then I hated it because when they came back, then they told me about all the fun they had had. And I felt very left out. So never again. And that's a funny thing as well, because I actually do not have FOMO. I don't know how I manage it, but I don't. But when it comes to those three, I can have serious FOMO when they go something and I'm not part of it. So much so in recent times, or they've always like on a Sunday went swimming because they had a gym membership and I didn't. Because I ran on a Sunday. I didn't worry about it. And then they would always come back and then they would have these smoothies that they got from Kauai. And they were always laughing about jokes that I then didn't get. And yeah. And then in the end, you know what? I joined the gym and now I'm on a Sunday. So I only have FOMO when it comes to those three. I don't like it when they have fun without me.
That's true.
So Adele, today we are talking weighted blankets. I want to start off with, maybe we should just say, what is a weighted blanket?
Okay, yes. I think I've answered this a few times in my life. So a weighted blanket is just normally a normal blanket, a quilt, with weight sewn into the blanket to make it heavier. So it's a normal sort of quilt and it's got weights. It's got different people use different weights. Mine's filled with glass microspheres. Some people use pellets, but there's a weight, should be a machine washable weight that you can just use it as a normal blanket to make it heavier.
Oh. And that's for me, the funny thing is that I remember, and I mean, again, I've learned from you so much about weighted blankets and things like that as well over the years now, because I never knew, for example, my son, when he was younger, I remember that, yes, he really loved to be swaddled when he was a newborn baby. And then later you couldn't swaddle him anymore. Mm. He was rolling over and all those type of things. And then a local, I'm not going to name and shame anyone, but I very easily got this. It was for smaller babies, these weighted blankets that they had. It wasn't super heavy, but it had a little bit more of a firmness to it when you put it on your baby. And I had one of those for my son. And to be honest, I can't really say if it made a huge difference. My son was such a horrible, hence why Goodnight was born. Because I was not sleeping very well. But I don't think that made a huge difference, not because it was used wrong, but only later that I realized what a difference it makes also to make sure that you have the right weight according to your child.
Yes, and it's difficult with babies because you can't make it too heavy. That's dangerous. And you can't make it too light because it's, you know, that's useless. So you have to really get it the right weight. And you don't want to get something that you need to get something next month. So that's something I've always been very, you know, careful, given a lot of thought to what is the correct weight, because I'd say that's the most important thing of it.
And that's it. I do also remember with that specific blanket that you could, I don't know, detach the weight part and attach it again to it. And then, I mean, now saying it, I'm not 100% sure at all how safe that is, but I'm looking forward to delve into that a little bit more.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
If you've just joined me, yes, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. And today I am talking to the founder of Weighted Blankets South Africa, Adele Johnson. Adele, how long has Weighted Blankets been in the business? I feel like it's as long as Goodnight, if not longer.
Since 2015. Actually, my very first client was a Goodnight baby consultant. My very first client. She was actually credited to helping me. She really helped me in the beginning stages to launch this whole business, because then I was like, I'll do it. But you know, I just come back from the UK and I made one for her, and it was one of the ideas I had. But as soon as I did that, I just started getting loads of orders. So actually, one of my very first client was a Goodnight baby consultant that had one made for herself. So
that is so amazing. I love that. I really, really love that. Yes. That's so great. like I said to you before, I do have personal experience with a the wrong weighted blanket. Again, I also don't really actually think it was necessary for my son at all, to be honest. But I said to you that it's like it was this kind of detachable type of like weight that you could put on it. And now again, like I said, thinking back at it, I mean, he was really small. It sounds very dangerous to me now.
Look, if it's the right blanket, even from very small, I sell actually blankets to some of the neck care hospitals where they use them in the NICU unit. So as long as it's as long as it's made the right weight, look, there they also washed all the time. As long as it's made with a breathable fabric that's not going to be able to restrain the baby, that is the big thing. It should be made from a breathable fabric, so even if it can't restrain them. But like you say, the idea of having not a solid piece but different, so many more things that could go wrong.
They discontinued this specific one. I know was discontinued. It's no longer made. Again, I'm not going to name and shame anything.
No.
But I do know that it doesn't exist anymore, and it was very interesting. But I mean, now I'm saying, like, I don't think, like, but while I'm saying it, I'm actually wondering, because my son had to go to OT and he had like a couple of things when he was smaller. And now I'm wondering, I'm saying so boldly, didn't need it. What is that science, the theory behind? Why do we need to use, why is it calming? Why is it helpful, a weighted blanket?
You'd normally sort of notice this time of year, which actually this time of year, my quiet orders are more quiet than summertime. Because you'd normally notice this kind of year, if your child or your baby is sleeping much better because he's covered with much more blankets, it just means, or with babies, it's like if you hold them, if you just have your hand on them and they crave that sort of gentle pressure, as you get, adults can figure it out a little bit more, like, oh, it's winter, I've got all these blankets on me, I'm sleeping more. But it's normally, but it is difficult with children because they're not going to be able to explain, oh, I'm actually sleeping better because I have all this weight. But with babies, you can sometimes tell because they sleep better if you're just holding them. That's normally a good indication. But, it's difficult as a sleep consultant, sometimes unfortunately, you're just going to have to try these things because what works for one baby is not going to work, for the next one. But normally you can tell if they sort of crave that pressure. Children with sensory processing disorder normally crave that pressure anyway. That's why they bump into things and, they crave that proprioceptive input. They normally do well with weighted blankets.
Okay. So again, there is a science behind the calming effect of that deep pressure.
Yes.
No.
Well, the pressure gives, it's your body craves that, it's just basically it craves that proprioceptive input, which is just a pressure.
Yeah.
And this blanket gives it to you. It's not heavy, so it restrains you, but it just gives you, like, you can feel something's on you. It's like if you just put something, if you put a sort of, I normally say a good indication, like sometimes parents go, I don't know if a lap pad's going to help for my child. So I say, just put a like bag of, rice or sugar or something on top and see how they do with that.
Yeah.
So it's actually just simply, the pressure of the weight that's on you. That's what people respond to.
And I mean, especially, you've now already mentioned sensory sensitive babies. And I mean, often premature babies have sensory issues.
Yes.
And it can actually, so is it suitable to use with those type of, from what age can you start using it? I mean, you all have sensory issues that early.
Yes. Like I say, I know of a few hospitals that have them from birth, but, from NICU units.
Yeah.
But as I say, very specific. It has, and I use these fabrics anyway, but it has to be a sort of hypoallergenic fabric that's completely breathable. There's no, with my blankets, I normally use a batting just to make it more like a blanket. But like, for instance, for the NICU ones, I wouldn't even use that. It's all natural. It's a completely breathable thing. And I make them, a weight that's just enough pressure, but it's not heavy.
Yeah.
So I do, from that age, actually make them. And I'm not happy always to send them home to people, but like in a hospital setting, you know, they're washed all the time. They put monitors on them.
I know they use the hospital. I just say they're monitored like constantly, obviously, yes. when they're in NICU. So yes. if something happens, someone's right there and there's machines on them to monitor it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I believe if you just say, you know, I think people should be, my son was born in the UK where there is a massive drive always to, you know, for safe use of blankets, where I don't see that much of that in South Africa. But yeah. if you use a weighted blanket safely, as any blanket, as you would any blanket, you know, baby feet to foot, tuck in the excess blanket, there's nothing that's going to be able to, you know, cover the baby's face. But I can honestly say I have more faith in a weighted blanket being safe because it's from a breathable fabric than sort of a, you know, a fleece blanket, because that is a polyester fabric.
Yeah. And I mean, fleece blankets... Even those fleece onesies, they are yes. the cutest things. I know it. And it's during the day, you could dress your baby in it as what yes. you want. But the reality is, it's like Adele said, those things do not breathe. So they become incubators of heat. So yes. all the heat stay within and they're just building up heat. And that's a big danger. And like I said, with yes. these weighted blankets, and I know, I honestly can vouch for this, that I know every time I send Adele an email to say, listen here, this is an order for a weighted blanket. She's like, what's the weight of the child?
Yes.
What's the yes. The age of the child? So they really custom make it. But now the thing is, like you said, like if you don't custom make it for a 17 kilo, let's make it smaller, 13 yes. kilo.
Don't yes. know. Yes.
How long can you use it? Can you add to it okay. later? Is it
yes.
going to be
so
far?
Actually, so it's a 13-year-old toddler. Let's say the 13-year-old toddler is 13 kilograms today at 2 years old.
Yes.
I normally think, okay, this blanket is going to last this toddler at that size. The size is 80 by 100. I want this child to have this blanket until they're five. That's okay. when it's going to outgrow it in length. So I actually look on the growth chart, what weight is this child going to be in 5 years old? You know, I just go on an average. It's not that exact, but then I work out the weight of that. So let's take this example of this child. It's I distribute the weight of the blanket over, in this case, a toddler size 24 blocks. So I always have a hard time explaining this, but I think your child is now covered with 24 blocks, but only about 13 blocks is covering him. As he gets older, more blocks cover him. So the whole blanket will be heavy, but he will grow into it, if that makes sense.
Oh,
so that's what I do. Sense. So I think, I calculate what I do is I calculate it on a future weight and let the child grow into it. And then at that stage, they will probably, if they need one, they'll need a bigger one, a heavier one, but you know, it will last 3-4 years in that case.
Okay, so the blocks are all a specific weight.
Yes.
And so then depending the on the weight. Age of the child and the weight of the child, that will depend yes. in how many. Oh, that's so clever.
So that's why I need the age, so I can see where they are today, what I think they're going to be in 3 years time, and then I could calculate it on that future weight. Oh. So I actually do it on a future weight, and then I divide that, say it's 2 kilograms, divide over 24. And that's how much a block weighs.
Okay. If you've just joined me, you are on 101.9 High FM. And this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. Today specifically, I'm talking to Adele Johnson. She's the founder of Weighted Blankets. And we're talking weighted blankets. First of all, what they are, it's literally, I think the name is a little bit self-explanatory. But also... when you should use it and the benefits of it. So what are some of these benefits? I mean, we've spoken now that it's like if your child, when you should use it, your child might like that. But I mean, is it going to make them sleep better? Is it going to, what is it going to do?
The main thing is sleep, you know, for babies and children. That is the main thing. Also, like I said, I sell lap pads. Those are smaller items that they use for school. But the blankets are mainly for sleep. So, you know, it will, that's, and, you know, also most of my work is actually with adults. And that is for a different reason. A lot of them just use them for pain management because the pressure helps with pain. But with babies, it's basically just for better sleep.
Okay. So, I mean, now you're mentioning also for adults, that, and I mean, that that's your main, I mean, that also makes sense. But when would you know that you need a weighted blanket when you're an adult?
When you're an adult, I think, you know, you need better sleep. I think that is the main, you know, that is the main thing.
But is it like specifically for people like with restless legs or, well, you know, I'll say for pain, do people like, what kind of like leg pain?
Yes. So a lot of people have, you know, sort of smaller blankets, but are much heavier for restless legs. So that's another thing. I actually forgot about that. But yes, that's another thing for people that use them for restless. And again, I would just make a custom. So someone like, I don't want the whole weight on me, but I need it just for my legs, you know. So then I would custom make it for that purpose.
Okay. So, I mean, that's also like, I mean, how big and how heavy is a weighted blanket?
Quite heavy. Like for that purpose, I normally make them between 3-4 kilograms, which is quite a lot, you know. It doesn't sound a lot, but if you have that weight concentrated on just your lower body, it is quite a, you know, you do really feel it.
Yeah. And with babies, what's like the average, what do you put inside to make it weighted?
The filling I use is a glass microsphere. So it resembles sand in the way it looks, but obviously it's not sand. It doesn't absorb any water.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, but if you can imagine like sand, but it's glass, and it's 400 to 800 microns of glass, and it's very hard. It like scores a 9 on you know, and a diamond is a 10. So it's a very hard glass. It can't just break, and it's, but it's small, like glass. So I use that. I use a glass, I use glass beads and 400 to 800 microns. That's what I use. When I first started, I used pellets, but there's benefits to both. But this is better, in my opinion.
Okay. Can you wash that though?
Yes. So the whole blanket, the way I make them, the whole blanket is fully washable. Okay. So you would just wash it as you would any 100% cotton, because that's all it is. I only use Egyptian cotton and 100% cotton, percale. I only use, that's the one thing I've always done from the start. I only use, you know, premium fabric.
Okay.
And then,
I mean, if this is that kind of like a sandy thing, it's not going to like leak out or anything.
No, it doesn't leak out, but because of the way, just the way it is, it's like in the beginning, you'll have like just some of the finer spheres because that comes out, but like within a, you know, a week that settles down. So, and it's sewn, you know, I really sew things to lot. So it's nothing that's going to leak out from the seams. So, yes.
Okay, no, I'm just, like I said, I've never really actually thought about this. Because I do remember, though, that before, I didn't know that you changed from pellets to this gloss sand.
Yes. Yes. I had, at one stage, I had a hard time just finding good quality, because you get different kinds, obviously, now, but I always use very good, and it just forced me to make, but it was just much better anyway in the end.
Yeah.
The pellets just makes it a bit, it's much more bulky, and they make a noise, actually, like a beanbag, you know, sometimes where you can hear it, and if you're sleeping and you're very sensitive, you know, you don't want to hear things.
How hot is it though? For me,
It's not hot at all. It's
because that would be for me like a wondering factor, like with a baby, like we said, the fleece. So you say it does breathe, but I mean, there is still something also in it.
And no, there's no, it's so thin. It's if you can imagine a quilt, it's as thin as a, you know, as a quilt, not as thick as a duvet. It's not even as thick as a duvet. So it's very thin, purposely, because most people that want weighted blankets, they want the heat, they want the weight on them all year without getting too hot. So,
because I want to say how in winter, that's cozy and that sounds really wonderful.
Yes.
But I have to have a weighted blanket on me in summer.
No, they're very cool. They're very, very cool. And then winter, like if you had a weighted blanket right now, you'd be having two blankets because it would just not be warm enough. It is just very cool.
Okay.
And especially Egyptian cotton is a very cool, it's almost cool to the touch if you touch. It's a very cool, breathable fabric. And that's what I mostly use.
Okay. And then it is also, I mean, obviously then you could still put your baby like in a little sleeping bag and put a weighted blanket if need be.
Yes.
To make sure that they, are you going to use it the whole night?
Yes.
Not just like, No, I'm just like trying to figure out how this should be happening and when it should be.
No, it would just it would basically replace whatever blanket you have. So it would just be used in you know, in place of any other blanket. Except now, like I say, in winter, you need to.
But I mean, maybe, like, you had like a very rowdy toddler. Like, I don't know. Yes. Like, let's say, yes. Like, let's go to like something like ADD, ADHD, that type of thing. I mean, we know that sometimes we need to help regulate those toddlers.
Yes.
Would that be something that they will benefit from?
Yes. So some people have a weighted blanket just for, you know, sitting in front of the TV just to relax. So some kids actually don't even sleep with them. They just have that as a regular, especially in therapy settings, like a lot of the OTs order them. So the child can just lie there with this on top of them afterwards.
I'm just also thinking with sensory, I'm like thinking of a whole, I'm actually specifically thinking of a specific case at the moment where this baby also seemingly needs to have like a little bit of movement. So I've suggested, for instance, like babies be in a swing before, and obviously you don't want to swing your baby to sleep or have them sleep in a swing the whole night.
Yes.
It's not possible, and it's also not safe. But then they just need that input before they went to go to bed. And maybe that could also be beneficial if they just had some of that deep pressure a little bit. You know, like brushing a baby or a child. It could be something like that.
Yes, all those things they say are basically, well, some they'll respond to better, but like you say, the swinging, the older kids, they crash in, some of them crash into things, the brushing, all those things, it's just basically giving them input, you know.
Yeah.
And same with the weighted blanket.
Okay. More on this just now.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, you are on 101.9 High FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And if you've only just joined me, technically you've missed most of the show, but don't despair, because luckily the show and all of my shows are available as a podcast on highfm.com. So you can go listen to it at your own leisure at any time while you're cooking in the evening. And we've got really, I mean, I've been doing this. I mean, I was telling someone earlier about my show, and I said, I've been doing this for 2 years already. So there's a really, really good resource of different kind of topics, from breastfeeding to weighted blankets now. And that's what we're talking about today, is weighted blankets. So please go have a look at highfm.com if you want to look. If you don't have the app yet, you should download it, because you can actually listen to HiFM through the app, and as well access all the podcasts through it on your phone. So it's really, really very convenient. I mean, these days you can also have the website, obviously, on your phone. It's not difficult, but it is quite helpful. As well, on that note, if you've got any kind of future topics or something specific you would love for me to cover or talk about, please do send me an email on Yolandi at goodnightbaby.co.za, or you can also email Kathy at highfm.com, or even in studio at highfm.com. So they will definitely forward me the message. You can also, of course, DM me on Instagram. It's Yolandi Becker, Yolandi with a J, Becker, B-E-C-K. I would love to chat to you and interact with you as always. So please do send that to me. And also let me know a little bit, even if it's on a private message, what you were doing during Mother's Day, and if you had a good Mother's Day. Today, my guest is Adele from Weighted Blankets, Adele Johnson, the founder of Weighted Blankets South Africa. And honestly, I've learned quite a lot about weighted blankets, and also gotten some ideas that I should have thought of before. And it's funny, because Adele, I've actually been in contact. It's like I said, winter comes and everyone's ordering sleeping bags and weighted blankets and all sorts of things all of a sudden, because then they realize that their children do like this kind of deep pressure feeling. And again, I'm very sure that a weighted blanket could probably, even if it's even not the whole night, but beforehand, could help a little bit with giving that feeling of deeper pressure, filling a need that some babies do have. Anyway, on that note, if you're curious now about getting a weighted blanket, if you're thinking, I should get one, how can people contact you, Adele?
Okay, so if you, you know, there are some standard weight blankets, but if you're getting it for a baby or you're getting it for a child, it's really important to get one, you know, from someone that takes this into account and custom makes it and fills it to their weight. So mine is available on my website.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll provide the links to those. And then, and I also, like I say, I do sell them through, hello?
Yes.
Sorry. I do sell them through Goodnight Baby as well. I'm very selective about who I partner up with because I want them to also, you know, be mindful of the fact that it can't be a standard weight thing.
Yes.
So basically, there are three ways to get the baby blankets are also available sometimes on Takealot. I just don't always have time to stock them on there, but from my shop, which is also on my website link. Okay. But I'm normally more concentrated on custom making them.
Okay, great. Adele, it was wonderful chatting with you today. Thank you so much for sharing your passion and your insight on this topic. I hope
Thank you
have Lani. A wonderful day.
Thank you. Nice chatting to you as well.
Yes, on that note, as always,